Hello and welcome to the Gambler Betting Podcast. I'm SelectaBet and I'm joined by Greg as we look ahead to this matches in Scotland for the, what is the final round of fixtures before the split, Greg, and just four matches to go in the lower leagues.
Yeah, the season's flown by, hasn't it? Can't quite believe and almost to the end of it already, the end of our fourth season.
Yeah, time flies, and as I say, exciting weekend ahead. We've got the, I was going to say we've got the top six split after this weekend, but almost. We've had some controversy, I suppose, this week over the postponement of Rangers' visit to Dundee, which has left the SPFL in a wee bit of a predicament.
Yeah, it kind of has. It's been a bit of an embarrassment for everyone at Dundee. Dundee, well, clearly it's not, but it's not a good look. Fifth game postponed this year. All other sides can maintain their pitch, but yes, yeah, it's not looking great, and it'll be very interesting to see what the authorities do in terms of a disciplinary piece for Dundee. Is it a fine? I'm guessing it won't be anything severe, but yeah, it's been a bit of a circus, really, hasn't it?
For
the league.
Yeah, and it makes things interesting this weekend, Greg. We've obviously got Motherwell against Hibs, which we'll talk about soon. We've also got Dundee at Aberdeen. So there's three teams competing for one place in that top six. It also has the potential to impact the top of the table, where Celtic and Rangers are pretty much neck and neck. You know, and it's a game that Rangers must win, that postponed game against Dundee as well. So, yeah, lots at play. And the game currently is scheduled for next Wednesday after Hibs and Motherwell have played their game.
Yeah, pretty unfair. I know Hibs have obviously already said their piece about it. But there's so much more they could do around how they present the top six in the split matches, pre-split. So match day 33 should be all at the same time. They should make a big deal about it, but it never really pans out this way.
No, another missed opportunity in Scottish football, yeah, I suppose. So we, in terms of bets this week, we've got a couple lined up. We're going to focus on that battle for the top six. Just very briefly looking back on last week, obviously the big game was at Ibrox. It was a 3-3 draw. And depending on which side of Glasgow you're from, it's either advantage Celtic or advantage Rangers at the moment.
Well, yeah, I think still at home, as I said in last week's podcast, a draw for Rangers isn't a bad result. And again, it wasn't a bad result for Celtic either. I wasn't expecting it to be so high scoring, though. I wasn't expecting it to be a tight match, and to get six goals wasn't expected by anyone. But we managed to get Rangers most corners, albeit it was a slog. They won the corner count 3-2 in the end. And just a main pointer, there was only four bookings in the match.
Mm-hmm. All Celtic?
Three in the first half, none for Rangers. Can't recall an Old Firm match where there wasn't, where both sides didn't get a booking.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, just something to factor in. I know obviously each match is different, but yet another Old Firm game where the corner count is really low.
Yeah, and something to look out for. Well, it's only a couple of weeks until they meet again, I suppose. We're still waiting on the post split fixtures, so maybe something to bear in mind when that comes round again. As I say, we've got a couple of bets in those games that affect the top six, so let's have a look at those to kick things off. Dundee are at Aberdeen. Aberdeen a 0-0 draw with Livy, and again, more VAR controversy with a goal chopped off there. But they are unbeaten in three. Greg, got themselves a wee bit of breathing space and are 7 points clear of Ross County. Dundee, they just need a win from one of their two games to guarantee that top six spot that we've spoken about.
Yeah, you say Aberdeen, just one defeat in five now, three wins, a draw and a defeat. They'll be a bit annoyed that they never got that win last weekend at Livingston, but there's not much they can do when the officials are just guessing now in terms of lines for offsides. Aberdeen won even money here, Dundee 14-5. Obviously Dundee have had a really good season on the pitch, not so much off the pitch, but a win here, as you say, puts them in the top six, and that'd be a great season for Tony Docherty's side. I don't think they're going to win this, if I'm being honest. It's not a match to get involved in terms of win, draw, win, but I do think we'll see some goals, and this match kind of formulates part of a goals double in the Premiership. Dundee, it's in their hands, as you say, win in the top six, but I don't think they will. And it really makes it a fascinating game at Fir Park between Motherwell and Hibs that we'll cover shortly.
Yeah, so you like the look of some goals in this one, Greg?
Yeah, I think I'm just playing it safe here. It's a 7-5 double, and I'm taking over 1.5 goals in this match. I can't see this match not delivering at least two goals.
Mm-hmm. And the other half of that double is, as you say, at Fir Park, it's Motherwell v Hibs, and a huge game for both. Hibs kind of blew it last week. They had the chance to move themselves into the top six, were beaten by the mighty St Johnson, where as well kept their hopes alive. They had a fine 3-2 win at Dundee, where they came back from two goals down to sneak it very late on. I think it was the 93rd minute they got their winner. So all to play for these two sides potentially, but they'll definitely be keeping an eye on what's happening at Pittodrie.
Yeah, definitely. And it's remarkable that Motherwell are even in the mm-hmm. discussions of top six. It's mental, given they've had a pretty poor season, Motherwell, but they're finishing the season off pretty strongly. A really good comeback last weekend against Dundee. Cornelius Baer with 13 goals now for the season, scored again last week. I think this game's got goals written all over it. I really do. It's 4-5, over 2.5 goals in this match. I think Motherwell have seen both teams score now in 7 of their last 9. I think Hibs have seen both teams score in each of their last 6 away games, with 5 of those seeing over 2.5. And Hibs have failed to score now in just 1 of the last 10 games. And that was that cup defeat at home to Rangers back in March. So, depending on how things go at Dundee, I think these two are going out to win this match. And an early goal will set the tone for this game. So, over 2.5 goals in this match, and over 1.5 goals in Aberdeen-Dundee, pays 7-5. That was a pretty strong double, I think.
Yeah, that Motherwell-Hibs game, only a win will do for both of them, I think.
Yeah, they have to win, exactly that. Yeah.
We've already seen over 2.5 goals in both the league meetings already this season, so even just the 45 isn't a bad price on the single.
Yeah, single. I thought about doing the single, but I do think we'll see at least two goals at Aberdeen v Dundee. And as members will know, most of my bets are odds against, evens and above, 6-5, 6-4, 13-10. So I think 7-5 is a good price for the double here.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned prices, because I've got on my notes for Hearts v Livingston, if there is such a thing, a banker home win at 2-5.
Well, you say that. I'm not worried about Hearts in this match. The price is right on Hearts being that short. Livingston really just counting down the days now until they're officially relegated. Hearts, another good win last weekend on the road. We're actually, they've done probably more of their good work away from home this season, Hearts, which is unheard of. But yeah, 2-5 on the home win, I'm sure they'll be very, very popular on the old Acca. But nothing to play for Hearts. They've got a League Cup, a Scottish Cup semi-final to look forward to. I wouldn't be touching this match. I really wouldn't. You have to expect Hearts to win this, but it's a meaningless game for Hearts, really.
Yeah.
And basically, won.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't factored that in. Just one win in 24, I think it is, for Livingston, which is just absolutely abysmal for them. Yeah, definitely one for the Accas, but I suppose you're right to voice a note of caution on that one, given there's not a lot to play for Hearts. They've got that third spot pretty secure now. Let's relook at Celtic v St Mirren. As we touched on that draw at Ibrox last week, Celtic will be fairly happy with that as well, I would think, despite the fact that they led 2-0 at half time. Much like Rangers, it's win their 6 games and they win the title. Obviously, I personally think it's a wee bit of an advantage to Celtic. They still play Rangers at Ibrox, and I think out of their 6 games, Celtic are going to be at home in 4 of those. So that starts with a home game against St Mirren on Saturday, Greg. I was just having a wee look at the corner count, because I guess that's probably one of the angles that we're going to discuss. Celtic won the corner count by 12-2 when the two sides met at Celtic Park earlier in the season.
Yeah, they did, and I think I must say I was pretty impressed by Celtic last week at Ibrox. I thought they were fantastic outside the scoreline. That first half, they really pressed Rangers on the break. They were a real threat. They looked like Celtic of old, attacking at pace, and it's hard to see anything other than a Celtic win here. Over 2.5 goals also appeals in this match as well for Celtic. I don't think St Mirren will cause them too many problems. Looking back over the last 7 games for Celtic, they've scored 23 goals across those 7 games. And any ideas how many different goal scorers there's been?
Yeah, it'd be a lot. 7 or 8?
13.
Wow.
There's been 13 different goal scorers for Celtic, which is great for them.
Yeah.
Goals coming right across the pitch. So I think they've scored two or more goals against St Mirren in 17 of the last 21 games as well. So, yeah, this should be a case of how many Celtic win by will get the job done. 8-11 for four first half corners for Celtic as well.
Yep.
It's not the worst of bets. But, yep. Yeah, there's not much really for this match for me. But, yeah, I think Celtic will win this comfortably. And we get the four first half corners for Celtic. It's 8-11.
I'm going to throw in a wee note of caution, since you did in the Hearts game. I kind of think that both Celtic and Rangers, we are now most definitely at the business end of the season, and it's going to be a win at all costs. I'm not sure that they're going to run away and hammer teams from here on in. I think it could get quite nervy at Celtic Park and Ibrox in the next few weeks.
Interesting point. I'm not sure what the goal difference is like. There's probably not much in the goal difference.
Celtic are one goal ahead. Yeah.
So it's that tight. I don't think they're going to settle for 1-0s and 2-0s, but time will tell.
Yeah, we'll see how that one pans out. But definitely corners angle is looking the way to approach that one. St Johnson v Kilmarnock, Greg. I've got my notes. You're not sure what St Johnson's going to turn up these days. A fantastic win at Easter Road last week for them.
Yeah, really unexpected. Mitov was in goal with another great game. Probably been, I would say, goalkeeper of the season, for me anyway. I know a lot of folks see Butland, but I think Mitov's been fantastic. He actually should have given away a penalty. Cleaned the Hibs boy right out in the first half. But yeah, 2-1 win. I've lost count now the number of times we've beaten Hibs at Easter Road over the years. It's ridiculous. Very unexpected. With Hibs having to try and win that to get to top six. I thought Hibs at 1-2. We speak about the old podcast trope, but given how poor we've been, I was happy to back Hibs last week.
Yeah.
So a huge 3 points for St Johnston. That now moves them 4 points ahead of Ross County with a better goal difference. There's only six games left, and this game here, Kilmarnock will be looking to consolidate fourth place. They've got a nice 5-point lead now over St Mirren, and they've got a better goal difference as well. So if they were to win this on Saturday, Kilmarnock, that would probably seal them top six, because St Mirren, Dundee, or St Mirren, Motherwell, or St Mirren, Hibs aren't going to win many games in the top six split.
Yep.
So a win here for Kilmarnock, I reckon, would secure fourth place and European football. But a win for St Johnson here would potentially, given Ross County play Rangers on Sunday, move them, 7 points clear of Ross County with five games to go.
Yeah.
And that would almost secure their safety. So massive games, it's going to be a draw.
Well, I was going to say St Johnson won when they met earlier at McDermott Park, they won 2-1. I was just wondering if St Johnson are a wee bit overpriced at nearly 3-1 on Saturday.
Yeah, I would say so. Kilmarnock still, I wouldn't say the best travellers still at even money, but they'll have their backers. I don't think it's a match to be getting on. I think it's a match that we could see corners in, similar to the Motherwell Hibs game as well.
Yeah. Okay, on Sunday we've got Ross County v Rangers. County have never beaten Rangers. I think Rangers have won 17 of the last 18 meetings between the two sides. As you say, County kind of look destined for that playoff place, Greg. And Rangers could be in a position where they are, 4 points behind Celtic come Sunday?
Exactly, yeah. So a lot of pressure on them to get that win. They're 1-4. Ross County have improved. I didn't see them game at Kilmarnock last week. They narrowly lost 1-0 in that match. But they're pretty competitive still, Ross County. And I don't see Rangers steamrolling this in any way, shape or form. I think they'll do enough to get the 3 points in this match. Ross County corners as well, I've had a look at as well. Potentially match corners. But I think on the road, hasn't been great back in Rangers corners on the road recently. So I'll see how this looks for Sunday.
Yeah, it could be a wee bit tighter than the 91 odds in Ross County suggest on Sunday. Okay, let's have a wee look at the Championship, where Dundee United have opened up a 4-point gap on Raith Rovers. Raith were beaten by Airdrie in midweek there, so all to do, it's Dundee United to throw away now, I think, Greg. They're away to Morton on Friday night with a chance to go 7 points clear.
Yeah, I guess it's finally happened now that they've got that breathing space with only, five games left to go. And that 4-point gap is only 5-point gap. And we managed to get 21-20 on Dundee United to win this match. They're now 3-4 in some places. They may go off shorter than that tomorrow night. But momentum-wise, it's now with Dundee United. Raith Rovers have not chucked it, but that defeat against Airdrie on Tuesday was damaging, massively damaging. Yeah. And for me, that signals the end of the title for them. The bookies now make United 1-10 favourites to win the league, which is great news for us in terms of our post double with Falkirk at nearly 7-1. So we should be looking forward to collecting that very, very soon. Morton played on Tuesday night also in a 1-1 draw away to Ayr. I just think they've got a really small squad, Morton. Games are coming thick and fast. United know it's in their hands now. And you talk about bottle for United. They haven't shown much this season, but they did get the 3 points against Raith Rovers. They also got a 1-0 win down here at Capital early in the season as well. So, and they won, I think, a late winner away to Ayr. So there is a bit of bottle now starting to appear for United, but I think at 21-20, you can't really knock that price for the league leaders away from home. So more than happy to back United here. Louis Moult's in good scoring form as well. Dozen goals in his last 10 matches for United. So I'm not sure this game will pan out, if it'll be a narrow win or a comfortable win, but ultimately I'm expecting United to get the points here.
Yeah, so you, as you say, you got the 21-20, put that on the channel earlier on the week. It's now 3-4. That feels a wee bit on the skinny side for me, Greg.
Yeah, 3-4, I wouldn't be backing. Again, it just, I mean, we do this every week. We get the best price every single week on the channel. And there's not many bets you put up because the price just doesn't get backed right in. So that 21-20 was, I think, very, very reasonable and probably a little bit generous, in my opinion. But yeah, 3-4, you're expecting United to be odds on away from home now. And they have been odds on a lot this season. So I was really surprised to see them odds against on Monday. Yeah. But we've snapped that up and they're now 3-4.
Yeah, their waveform's been pretty solid. One price that kind of stood out for me a wee bit this week again was the Airdrie price, Greg, 23-20 at home to Dunfermline. Airdrie, arguably the forum team in the Championship at the moment, albeit Dunfermline seem to be finishing the season quite well as well. But a win for Airdrie can all but secure a top four place for them.
I know, it's quite remarkable. In fact, we talk about top four, they're now on the hunt for top three.
Mm.
They're only 2 points behind Thistle, and Thistle travel to Raith on Saturday. So depending on how things go, they only could find themselves sitting third, which is remarkable given when we expect them to come up, we thought they'd probably struggle a lot of it, or maybe mid-table. But to be where they are and to go to Raith and win 3-1, the big problem for them now is, can they keep a hold of Rhys McCabe? Clearly someone's going to come in for him in the summer. You see the football that they are playing. They're playing really good football, keep the ball, a lot of possession football, and it's good to watch. So, yeah, home to Dunfermline, maybe again, goals would be the best angle. Airdrie do concede a lot of goals, but they are scoring goals at the moment as well. They're scoring goals for fun, Airdrie. So, this should be a cracking match. I think it's a match and we could probably see some goals in.
Yeah, goals might be on the menu at Raith Rovers against Thistle as well, where it's second v third. I guess from Raith Rovers' point of view, they just need to try and win as many games as they can between now and the end of the season to keep pressure on Dundee United. They've met three times in the league already this season. It was 2-2, 4-3 the last time they met at Raith Rovers, and Thistle won the last game 1-0, so potentially goals in this one as well.
Yeah, I think it's fairly priced at 19-20. It's not a bad price at all. It's 43-40 for goals at Airdrie, but yeah, Raith don't keep many clean sheets. Thistle have tightened up a little bit, but yeah, I think goals should probably be shout as well for this one.
Yeah. Massive game down at the bottom of the table, Queen's Park against Inverness, just 1 point separating the two sides. Queen's Park a point ahead of Inverness, but they've got a significantly worse goal difference as well. So yeah, between them, those two sides, and probably Ayr United, to see who's going to finish in that relegation playoff spot.
Yeah, it's been a pretty poor end to the season for Inverness. Started off well for Duncan Ferguson, but it's not really maintained. And I think you've made the point before, Inverness's better form's done away from home. Queen's Park have had a little bit of a wobble at the moment. They lost away to Morton. They were hammered by Dundee United as well last week. So this is a massive game for Queen's Park. If I was to back anyone, I would probably back Queen's Park at home. But it'll be a tight game, I think.
Yeah, and the other game that we've not touched on is Ayr at home to Arbroath. Ayr very short at 2-5. I think you had highlighted through the week that they've got a wee bit of an injury crisis in midfield.
Yeah, they happened to play strikers in midfield during the week there. They'll be disappointed in that 1-0 draw against Morton. 2-5 is very, very short. They're 4-7 on Monday, and even that I felt was a little bit short. but I don't think I can be back near at 2-5, given the fact that they're playing strikers in midfield.
Yeah, yes. It's a game that they'll feel that they must win as well, so that they don't get drawn into that relegation playoff place as well. Okay, let's have a look at League One, where the goals have been flying in. 19 goals scored in the four games last week, 20 in the five games the previous match day. So it's all about goals this weekend, Greg, and a couple of games that you've picked out.
Yeah, lots to play for in League One, mainly around the promotion playoff spot. And the kind of game of the day is Alloa v Montrose. I guess these two are in a battle with Cove, the three of them kind of being for two spots. It's definitely advantage Alloa at the moment. We've got a kind of 3-point lead over Montrose, but Montrose have got a game in hand, and that's against Edinburgh City, so you'd expect them to take 4 points. Alloa got a 5-1 win last weekend, and again, they've got some really good strikers at the moment, Alloa, on loan. They've got Bobby Wales from Kilmarnock and Taylor Stephen from St Johnstone, so they both scored last week. So scoring goals, Alloa. Montrose, there's always goals in Montrose games as well. I think at the moment, looking through their previous matches this season, 4-3, 2-all, and 2-1. So given what's at stake for these two sides, I'd be very surprised if we didn't see at least 2.5 goals in this match.
Yep, and likewise at Annan v Cove. Cove have scored in their last five away, but plenty of goals in Annan games recently. 14 in the last 15 league games. I've seen both teams score in 9 in the last 12. We've gone over 2.5. So, yeah, we're looking at over 2.5 in this one as well.
Yeah, it's quite a straightforward double, this one. I think Annan have given themselves a real chance of staying up, given their recent form. They've only lost 3 of the last 9 matches. Annan scoring lots of goals, but they can't defend. They don't keep many clean sheets. I think it's just one clean sheet now in 15. Cove obviously have the league's second top goal scorer in Ruman Burrell, and they've also got Mitch Ferguson too. So I think Cove are good for a goal. Annan need to keep picking up points to try and avoid that playoff spot. So again, it looks like an over 2.5 goals in both teams to score this match. But I'm more than happy to back the double, which is Annan in Cove over 2.5 alongside Alloa and Montrose, and that pays 6-4.
Yeah, we'll recap this weekend's bets at the end of the podcast shortly. I guess Hamilton v Falkirk should have been match of the day, Greg, but Falkirk obviously already champions. But they're finishing the season in style, aren't they? 20 goals in the last four games, and it's now 32 without defeat for the Bairns.
Yeah, I question the professionalism.
How dare you?
We went and hammered Cove 5-1.
Yeah.
So they've obviously not lost a match this season. 32 games unbeaten. They want 19 points ahead of Hamilton. It's not a match to be touching, in my opinion. There might very well be goals in the match, but given there's nothing at stake for either side, especially if they won.
Yeah, and I guess the fact that it's all done and dusted is probably why Falkirk are 23-20. You know, that's quite a big price for a team that's went 32 games without defeat in the league.
No, it's a massive price, but I just, at some point, you'd have to imagine they're going to take the foot off the gas. I know that hasn't happened yet, but I'd rather be on matches where there's something at stake, and this isn't one of them.
Yeah. Okay, League Two, speaking of teams that have taken their foot off the gas. Stenhouse Muir are champions. They have drawn their last five matches, Greg. Four of those have finished 0-0. They've scored just 2 goals in the last 6 games. But still, they're champions and they're going up.
Yeah, absolutely. They thoroughly deserve it. I think it's their first title in 140 years. So well done to Stenhouse Muir. I never realised they hadn't played in anything but the lowest division in Scotland before, so well done to them. Very much a case of keep it tight at the back and not concede any goals for the end of the season for Sterry. I think we'd be back East 5 double chance last week at even money, just in the fact that they haven't been scoring goals. Mm-hmm. Stenhouse Muir. Elgin obviously probably safe now. They're a good 6 points ahead of Stranraer. And Stranraer obviously dropped to the bottom of the league following Clyde's last-minute winner last weekend.
Yeah, huge result that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was massive. Massive, massive 3 points for them. And we backed that at a decent price as well. It's not often we get late goals, but was very happy to see a late Clyde goal. So it looks like a three-way fight at the moment between Bonnyrigg, Clyde and Stranraer.
Yep. Just 1 point between them, and all three of them are away from home this weekend. So this one, if any of them can get the 3 points could be massive for them this weekend.
Yeah, it's a tough one for Bonnyrigg. They're away to East Fife. It's nine games unbeaten now since Dick Campbell came in, and he's been given the Manager of the Month accolade for March, Dick Campbell. Clyde are away at Dumbarton, who will be looking to, I guess, try and finish second in that league. Joint second at the moment with Peterhead. And the final match, Stranraer will beat the Spartans. We know Stranraer don't travel well. I don't think Spartans have been in great shape either, to be fair, of late. Just one win in the last five or six games for Spartans now. But saying that, Stranraer have lost four of their last five. So it's difficult to see where the wins are going to come from for any of those teams at the moment. I think Clyde had possibly the best opportunity at Dumbarton, but yeah, I wouldn't be touching Stranraer, and there's definitely no case for Bonnyrigg at East Fife.
Yeah, there's been an awful lot of draws in that league of late. Anything standing out from a betting point of view in League Two?
East Fife at 10-11. I'll probably share that on the channel, I think, or in some capacity of a bet in that match. I think they'll be some price against a side who look like they could potentially go down. So given East Fife's form, scoring goals, 10-11 is not the worst of shouts.
Okie doke, I think that's us probably covered everything. Greg, can you just give us a wee recap of your bets this weekend?
Yes, I've got a Scottish Premiership double. It's Aberdeen v Dundee, over 1.5 match goals, and that's doubled up with Motherwell v Hibs, over 2.5 goals, and that plays 7-5. On Friday night, it's my kind of point of main bet of the weekend, and it's Dundee United to beat Morton, and that's 21-20, now into 3-4. And I've got a goals double from League One, which is Alavi Montrose and Aaron V. Cove, over 2.5 goals, and that pays 6-4.
Good stuff. Now, don't forget, you can follow Greg on Twitter at Browning84, where you can also find details of how to join his private betting channel, which also includes a community chat group as well now, Greg.
Yeah, it's going really well, actually. We've got over 150 members on the chat. And there's been some great bets shared already. Neil's doing really well with the corner bets. There's been lots of great input from the guys on it. And it's just another feature of the channel, I guess. But no, it's going really well so far, and there's been some cracking bets here already.
Yeah, so if you're not already a member, make sure you follow Greg on Twitter and get all the details of how to sign up there. And that's us for this week's Scottish podcast. Thanks very much for listening, and best of luck with your bets this weekend.
Thanks, everyone, and good luck.